people have asked, why do we stand at the gospel and not during the other readings? Where we believe that the entire scriptures, Old Testament and New, are the word of God. For Christians, the gospel is the most sacred part of the scriptures because they deal with the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his birth, his life, his preaching, his death, and his resurrection. And so we stand. And when we stand, we Catholics have the custom of making three crosses on our body at the beginning of the gospel. And we're supposed to say words silently as we make those crosses. We make one on our forehead, and we say, may the Lord be in my mind, and on my lips, and in my heart, as I listen to the Holy Gospel. This symbolizes the fact that we want to give all that we are to God. Jesus tells us the first commandment is to love the Lord our God with our whole mind, and our whole soul, and our whole strength, and all that we are. And we like to do things with our bodies in the Catholic Church, and we mark our mind. We mark our heart, lips, and our heart. And part of our conversion as Christians is the conversion of our minds, so that we might think as God thinks. And we want to receive God's revelation as a gift and be faithful to it. So we ask the Lord to bless our minds. And we want to speak our love of the Lord to others with enthusiasm and clarity. So we ask the Lord to bless our lips so that nothing evil ever comes from our lips, but that we might dedicate our speech to the glory and praise of God and to the service of our brothers and our sisters. And we know that Jesus tells us that three things are important: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, and the heart is a symbol of our love. And so we mark our heart with the sign of Christ's death and resurrection, the cross, which is a reminder that we're to give our heart, our love, to God who has loved us so generously. So, my dear young brothers and sisters, may the Lord be in your mind and on your lips and in your heart throughout your lives.